540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are seeing disturbing body cam footage now showing two deputies in Los Angeles County brutally slamming an elderly woman to the floor as her husband's twisted into handcuffs. CBS's Elaine Quijano says it has now launched a big use of force investigation.
In a statement to CBS News, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says it has opened an investigation and, while not commenting directly on the incident, said it expects department personnel to treat all members of the public with dignity and respect.
For now, those deputies have been placed on desk duty. As many celebrated the 4th of July with fireworks last night, people around the country were dodging bullets. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Nine people were shot and wounded in Washington, D.C. when someone fired from a passing SUV. Three people were killed and six wounded during a 4th of July block party in Shreveport, Louisiana. City Councilwoman Tabitha Taylor.
It's heartbreaking. I'm livid at the events that have occurred because this particular block party has happened every year without incident.
A woman was shot in the chest and critically hurt while watching fireworks in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The shooter in Monday's mass shooting in Philly will be arraigned in court today, later today. He's accused of killing five people. Russia says it's now open to talks of a possible prisoner swap involving Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's been accused of espionage. CBS's Remy Innocencio has details.
This possibility came up after 31-year-old Evan Gershkovich was visited by U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy on Monday. Now, that same day, Russian citizen Vladimir Dunayev received a visit from Russian consular services.
He's being held here in the U.S. on cybercrime charges. A federal judge has now limited the Biden administration's ability to police posts on social media. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The key issue here are the limits of the government's power when confronted with First Amendment issues and private companies' responsibility to weigh issues like free expression versus harassment and safety.
The administration's accused of censoring COVID vaccine posts during the pandemic. One of the exonerated members of the so-called Central Park Five is set to become the newest member of the New York City Council. Yousef Salam talked to CBS Mornings today about why he decided to run for office.
This is for me. Mm-hmm. You know, this is developing me. This is altering me. Like right now, I get the opportunity to reflect light in the most darkest places around the world.
He was just 15 when he and his friends were accused of raping a jogger. DNA evidence eventually cleared them. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is reassuring the public of the city's safety during major celebrations. He's emphasizing Milwaukee's overall security despite recent shooting incidents after the fireworks show and the Juneteenth parade.
I believe that stemmed from an argument, and then there was senseless use of guns in that incident. But listen, in Milwaukee, we've got a number of approaches to address crime, especially as it relates to young people.
Johnson told WISN 12 that he has confidence in Milwaukee's ability to host future family-friendly events while prioritizing safety measures. The dancing grannies got a standing ovation as they gracefully traversed the 4th of July parade route in Waukesha. This marked the return to the Waukesha parade, their first appearance since the tragic loss of three members in the Christmas parade attack. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, ThriveFund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichman.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Joe McNally, and he is a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on both radio and TV. And, you know, Joe, when the decision came down about discrimination, affirmative action in higher education at Harvard, it did not surprise me and many others, but because we could kind of see things headed in that direction. But it wasn't so much that decision, because I said it on the air at that time that it was the things that would be coming after that that really were going to be detrimental to people of color who have not been given a fair opportunity in this society. And to say, well, it's 60 years later and, you know, you're discriminating against white people in higher education because I don't get a chance to go. So Joe, so here's what happened in the state of Wisconsin after that. I don't know if you're aware of it. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicated Republicans will move, this is right away, to repeal state laws and programs based on race, including a state-run scholarship program for students of color, following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down the consideration of race in college admissions. We are reviewing the decision and will introduce legislation to correct the discriminatory laws on the books and pass repeals in the fall. Voss, a Republican of Rochester, tweeted Thursday. Voss was referring to the Minority Undergraduate Retention Grant Program, which provides scholarships ranging from, Joe, $250 to $2,500 to Black, Native Americans, Hispanics, or Southeast Asian students to attend technical colleges, Joe. Private nonprofit colleges and tribal colleges. And you cannot tell me, Joe, I don't care what people say, that this does not have something to do with the fact that this is clearly an attack on minorities and who have struggled. Joe, $250 people who struggle, who go to college, who make it, might be the first in their families to get there, and they don't have any resources, and that $250 might be enough to get them a book. Why are we eliminating those things, Joe?
Because Robin Voss went straight to the heart of that Supreme Court decision. He recognized exactly what it was. It was racism, pure and simple. It was reinforcing white superiority in this country. The idea that helping underprivileged blacks and Latinos and Native Americans is somehow hurting the white majority is so disgusting. So disgusting. To take $250 away from a poor black student is just appalling. It is disgusting. And he should be removed from office immediately for that. Except that he is one of the few Republicans who is saying right out loud that this is who the Republican Party is. We are racist. We are ugly. And we hate. The Republican Party today does not have an ideology that is conservative anymore. You read all those adjectives,
right?
Those are some of the adjectives about conservatives. But I'll tell you what I always considered about conservatives was that they supported the Constitution. they really did, and that they were patriotic about America. And that they supported democracy in America. There were some bad things about them. Let me tell you one of the bad things about them. They hated communism, so they decided that they really hated Russia, and that they were going to overarm us. Pour as much money into the military as they possibly could because we needed to fight against communism. well, let me tell you, they're not against communism anymore. In fact, they're the man that they appointed, they nominated and elected the president for a single disastrous term was also supported by Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. And he in turn supported Vladimir Putin and continues to, and Republicans, including right-wing Republicans, like your own wonderful United States Senator,
Ron Johnson,
Ron Johnson also supported Vladimir Putin and spread his propaganda against Biden. It was ugly. That once ugly Republican anti-communists were now pro-communists. I mean, that is really bizarre to me. Having grown up the way I grew up in a Republican small town in Indiana, where they loathed communism and Russia, and now they're against democracy. They want to stop funding the fight against communism invasion of Ukraine.
Joe, Robin Voss said those things and then refused to talk to the media. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What's your guest name?
Joe McNally.
Joe, were you on Green Acres?
I mean, what kind of stupidity is that, man?
I'm not early. It sounds like Mr. Haney up at Green Acres.
So do you know what you sound like? I mean, to wait on the line to respond to a subject that is serious. And you don't have anything to add other than attempt to be, a comedian, which you certainly are not really good at. The truth of the matter is, what are your thoughts on what Robin Voss is attempting to do? Do you support it or don't you?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I think there should be any discrimination. It's discriminating against the poor white folks. There's a lot of those, too. There's a lot of poor black people. There's a lot of poor Asians, Hispanics, Native Americans. It's basically to keep running that race card on the left side to try to get more votes. Like the president of the United States had said when he was running.
So is running
you
the race
vote for me, you're old black.
So is running the
if
race card. Is there such a thing as a race card, Ken? Has there been?
Yes, there is. The left uses it all the time.
Okay. Thank you for the call. You know, Joel, there's no point in even having a dialogue or a conversation. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, can I just respond?
Yes, sir.
I know that there are poor whites. You know why?
Because you were
one. I was one of them.
Yes, I know. I got it.
Because I mentioned that I grew up in a small town, Indiana, and I was raised by a single mother who raised four sons on minimum wage jobs. I had one older brother who went to art school, worked his way through art school, but I was the first to go to a university. And the reason I was able to go to a university was the richest woman in our town created a scholarship that sent me to college. And if she hadn't done that, I would not have been able to go to college. And I went to Indiana University. But while the scholarship got me there, I was a low-income student there. And as a result, I lived in what was a scholarship for low income students residence hall. And here's what they thought of low income students at Indiana University. Indiana, as you know, is a very conservative state, and for their low income residence hall, it was a former barracks of some sort that was long past time.
Its usefulness, right?
And as a result, but here's and I have to tell you, this will tell you a little bit about my age. I went to college at a time before affirmative action.
Hey, Joel, hold the thought. But, hold the thought. Got to go to a break.
And I want to discuss affirmative action.
I will. On the other side, 844-967-2789. My guest is my good friend Joel McNally. He's an award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator for both radio and TV. We'll be right back.
All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand that?
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
On Wednesday the 28th, taking some musical selections during the light lunch on the Waukesha Riverwalk. Grab a bite to eat from the featured local food truck. Enjoy a meal at one of the downtown restaurants or bring a lunch. Enjoy the riverside. The event takes place from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Thursday, Summerfest resumes for the second weekend of three. Gates open up at noon. General admission tickets start at $26. Summerfest.com for more details. Heartland's hometown celebration starts this Friday. It's full of fun for the entire family. Live music by headliners Stetson and Lace and Bella Kane, with opening acts beginning at Nixon Park at 4 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, celebrate the 4th of July with the City of New Berlin at John Malone Park from 1 until 4:30 p.m. It's their 55th annual festival. Check out the details at newberlin.org.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. At 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 89. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 62. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My good friend Joe McNally is on the line. Joel, you were saying about how wealthy you were when you went to college.
Yeah, right. And I did live in a low-income dormitory. This was before affirmative action, actually. You know, John F. Kennedy, when he became president, started talking about affirmative action. Actually, his vice president, Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, was part of a task force that came up with the word affirmative action to increase opportunities for African Americans and other minorities in colleges and in job opportunities.
Based on the lawful and historic discrimination.
Because I was in a low-income dormitory, there were African Americans in that dormitory who became friends of mine. They were underrepresented, even far more underrepresented than they are today, and they're continuing to be underrepresented today. Underrepresented, but there were I got to know and work with and admire African American students who were working just as hard as I was, as a small town kid in Indiana at Indiana University, which basically opened up the entire world to me as a small town white kid just as it did for African Americans, some of them from large towns in Indiana. You know, of course, because that's where Black people live. I knew very few African Americans growing up. And it wasn't until I got to college that I actually had friends who were. And in fact, one ultimately became the best man in my wedding. So, I just have to say affirmative action that has now been destroyed by the Supreme Court of the United States, the supermajority Supreme Court appointed by Donald Trump and Republicans, made the college experience for a white kid like me, just like it does for African Americans, Latinos, any other minorities at those universities. That's what makes a university education, because you are living together, working together, and among some of the best people you will ever meet in your life.
Joe,
and to stop, try to end that in college, and try to end that in the workplace by saying no, we have to ignore race now. Of course, what disgusted me most by that majority on the Supreme Court was what almost all of them said, which was, when will these programs ever end? You know when they should end in America?
when discrimination stops
in America.
Right.
Absolutely. And it is disgusting to hear white Americans say out loud, why hasn't this ended yet? It hasn't ended yet because you're still racist. That's why. And anyone who denies that or tries to claim that affirmative action is discriminating against white people is absurd. And I say that as a white person.
You know, Joel.
It is absurd.
You know, Joel, as a Black American, it frustrates me to no end that you know, that people can say that with a straight face and act as though they somehow are getting the short end of the stick. And the fact, Joe, that when you look at just the sheer numbers of people in the society and the fact that, you know, minorities and Blacks make up such a small percentage that you hear that and you just shiver because you know what's at the root of it. We've got to go to a break. So Jack from Merrimack and Karina, hang on. We'll come back and we'll go directly to you. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Joe McNally. We'll be right back.
this summer.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Witnesses and body cams caught two LA County deputies violently detaining a black elderly couple in Lancaster, California. CBS's Elaine Quijano says it's now escalated to a use of force investigation.
Both deputies in the incident, who have not been identified, have been reassigned from field duty pending the outcome of the investigation.
The couple allegedly stole a cake from a grocery store. Outrage over a mass shooting in Shreveport, Louisiana, where three people died. Councilwoman Tabitha Taylor.
A family event that has gone on for years in our community has been disrupted by gunfire.
Russia says it's ready to talk about swapping a Wall Street Journal reporter for a cyber crimes criminal. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, did admit there have been certain contacts on the subject, but added, we don't want them to be discussed in public, and they must be carried out and continue in complete silence.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. No injuries or spills have been reported following the derailment of a Canadian Pacific train in Dodge County yesterday. According to the sheriff's office, a total of 29 cars veered off the tracks just outside Reeseville. The 4th of July weekend in Milwaukee was marked by a high level of violence. According to police, a total of 22 people were shot during the period spanning from Saturday to yesterday, resulting in the loss of two lives. One shooting occurred shortly after Milwaukee's fireworks display on Monday night.
I believe that stemmed from an argument, and then there was senseless use of guns in that incident. But listen, in Milwaukee, we've got a number of approaches to address crime, especially as it relates to young people.
Yesterday, five people were shot, among them a 25-year-old woman who sustained injuries and was hospitalized. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, thank you. You say what, sir?
Well, you asked a question earlier, is the race card being used? And my answer is, of course, the race card is being used. All we have to do is look back at the political race between
Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Yeah, the dark money pack that was backing Johnson, and I found this an absolute outrage, sent me a text message on my personal private phone number. How they got this cell number, I do not know. But they sent me a text message, and it had a pretty picture along with it. It had the African-American that ran over a bunch of people during the Christmas parade,
right,
parallel with Mandela Barnes, and they had colorized Mr. Barnes' picture so that he looked darker. The message was pretty clear, black man, beware. And it was enough, this is what's the outrage, it was enough in the state of Wisconsin to put people to have people vote to reelect the person who arguably I would say is the worst senator in the entire United States Senate. It boggles my mind that, you know, that people don't think that the race card is being used. It absolutely is. Justice Sotomayor said in her dissent from this affirmative action decision, racial inequality will persist as long as it is ignored. And that is definitely the case. And Ketanji Brown Jackson's statement was even more pertinent, deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life.
You know, the worst part about all of that is Clarence Thomas in his response. And those of us who've been around long enough, Joel and Jack, remember that Clarence Thomas replaced Thurgood Marshall. And when Ronald Reagan went out to find someone to replace Thurgood Marshall, he wanted to make sure it was a person of color. Clarence Thomas, his seat on the Supreme Court was based on affirmative action. And yet he's saying, well, no, that, you know, that's not the case. Hey, Jack, thank you. Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I have to correct, and I always do whenever I get the opportunity, Clarence Thomas was actually appointed by George H.
Oh, yeah, George. Bush. Right.
And when he died, you know, everyone, you know, as they do when a president passes, who has not been as openly repellent as the most previous Republican president. You know, everyone, you know, rushed to say, you know, those were the days, you know, when the Republicans were, you know, intelligent, thoughtful people, and somehow the first George Bush was one of those. And I'm sorry, but his appointment of Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court was an insult to the African American community. Clarence Thomas repeatedly has said that every time someone like me says that, that we are requiring all African Americans to vote as a block and vote as a group, and that African Americans have a right to their own opinions just like anyone else. Well, no. I'm sorry, but when you replace Thurgood Marshall, a civil rights icon in America, the civil rights leader who argued cases before the Supreme Court for the NAACP Defense Fund, leading to Brown versus the Board of Education, the first recognition by the Supreme Court that racism existed in America and needed to be addressed by the Constitution of the United States. Until Brown versus Board of Education was adopted by the Supreme Court, Plessy versus Ferguson was the compelling decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on racism in America. And that decision said African Americans had no rights of citizenship in America. None. They only had the rights that were given to them by the white population of the nation. And if the white population of the nation didn't want African Americans to have citizenship or the right to vote or the right to anything, make any decisions on their own, to sign contracts, to own property, if the white population didn't want that, the African Americans had no right to it under our Constitution, had no right to vote, had no right to be citizens in our country. That was disgusting, and it was not until Thurgood Marshall and the Brown versus the Board of Education said otherwise that was the doctrine of the United States.
You know, Joel,
and to have Clarence Thomas replace Thurgood Marshall and make sure that the overwhelming majority of African Americans in this nation had no voice on the Supreme Court. That was a disgusting act by the Republican Party, and just quickly, until Ketanji Brown Jackson joined the court, he was the only voice on the court.
You know, Joel, and that's why they don't want history taught in the nation.
Yes.
Many are pushing against it. Let's go to the phone lines of Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Good morning. Well, Earl, you know, it's hard for me to understand everything, what is going on in terms of affirmative action. It's because I'm coming from Russia, and actually Russia is a multi-nation, not just Russian people. There's so many different people and colors, including actually Africans as well. So, and when I came to this country, and I was in Alderna College, and I tried to apply for every possible scholarship because I wanted to try to elevate the amount of money in the end I have to pay for a private college. And you know what? I was denied on every level only because I was white. Just because I was white. And they told me, because I'm in the majority in this country, I'm not able to get those scholarships, although everything else was right. So I'm thinking it might be a good thing, it might be a bad thing, but obviously we have less color people. If they wanted to do the race should be removed. The level of education, the level of knowledge, the level of high school education and income, that what should be an important for kids to be able to get into the college. Because whoever you are, if you have money, you capable of buying your children education, high school, colleges, it doesn't matter what color you are.
So Karina,
if you don't have money.
So, Karina, you are aware of the history of this nation that for 350 to 400 years lawfully denied Africans, Americans, an opportunity to even go to those schools. You're aware of that, right?
Yes. I know. I'm aware of it.
I know, but
We're not there right now, right? How are we supposed to equal everybody? Earl, I'm telling you, I don't understand all the little details or big details about it. I'm coming in from completely different culture. But for me, it's important that those people, what they're doing right now, okay, they're lowering education in the high school. So the people who live in the poor area, no matter what color they are or culture they're coming from, they will not going to get into college because they're not going to be able to match
the level of education. So let me say this to you. You are right from the perspective of that the fact that the public schools in certain areas of this nation need to be upgraded, and clearly money needs to be invested in order to give people an equal footing. Joel, your thoughts?
Yeah, I understand. And Karina, I actually, you know, admire some of the things you're saying, because I believe that your culture is also a culture that students on a college campus would benefit from having you there.
No question.
And I also do believe there are in fact resources available to you, and always have been, that recognize that, and those resources are not available to many African Americans, Latinos, and underrepresented minorities of color in this country. And Earl is absolutely right. It was in fact, illegal. And very openly legal for racism to be enforced, particularly in professional schools like medicine and law and some of the higher income professions, and continue to be, and not only for people of color, but for women,
right?
You definitely represent. And you know, many other, you know, ways that people are denied opportunities in this country. The other part of this is you are absolutely right that defunding public education in America is just overwhelmingly oppressive for people growing up in poor communities. That is why we need to fund more from the federal budget as well as state budgets throughout this nation, because what is happening to the public education system, especially now when you have governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida who are moving directly into high schools and colleges to make it illegal to teach to teach the history of our country.
They had a true history of the country.
To teach the history of our country and to teach students sex education and gender education, so that young people growing up can even understand who they are and what rights they have and how much people in this country have worked to perpetuate civil rights and equal rights in this nation.
Joel, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on you?
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
2789 Texas at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally. You know, Joe, these attacks on American citizens have been ratcheted up in this country. Well, you're transgender. So, you know, I don't like it. And so you somehow are less American than I am. You are this, you are that. I don't support you. And even though you are an American, you're not like me. And so I'm better than you. And I don't want this and I don't want that because I'm the real American. This is so dangerous, Joe, to everything that this nation has ever stood for. And we're going backwards with this stuff.
Yeah. What has happened in this country, we all know that the Constitution was written by white men, right?
Right.
It was written by white men who had all the power and were the only ones who had the power. And you know, people who said earlier throughout this show, even though they're coming from very twisted perspectives sometimes, are absolutely right that you know, poor Americans have always been excluded, whether they're white Americans or black Americans or anyone else.
Right.
You know, that's because the Constitution was written by the people in the power at that time, who were wealthy property owners, white property owners, white male property owners. They didn't even understand an America that where women had equal rights with men. They didn't understand an America where people of color would have any rights at all. But you know what changed that? The U.S. Supreme Court changed that. The U.S. Supreme Court changed that by continually expanding the definition of democracy to include every American, including, you know, truthfully, imagine this, they didn't enforce it, but one of the first was, at the end of the Civil War, when they recognized African Americans as citizens and citizens with the rights to own and sign contracts and have equal and vote, as a matter of fact, but they did allow each individual state to continue to control elections, and the racist South, which had fought against democracy in the Civil War, that was that flag they were waving around when. You know, Trump supporters violently attacked the Capitol and the Constitution and the Congress of the United States, including trying to hang Donald Trump's vice president. That was the flag, enormous flag that we saw paraded around, along with all those Trump flags that were paraded around to overthrow democracy. The United States Supreme Court continued to expand, not only to give equal rights under the Constitution to African Americans and Latinos and other and people of other national origins, but also to women, and in 2015 even gave equal rights under the law to LGBTQ individuals to marry the people they loved, and that was a great thing. Every one of those decisions were great things that expanded the definition of democracy. And the fact that the Republican Party is now rolling back literally a half of century of rights in America for all Americans. They did it with when they wiped out women's rights to decide for themselves whether to give birth every time they became pregnant. They did it, with wiping out any measures to increase opportunities to attend college and to attend and to take any job in America that they're qualified for in professions like the law and medicine and all kinds of technical jobs. We have to give access to college education for everybody, or America is not going to be equal. America is not going to be a place where anyone who wants to work hard and study and prepare themselves for any job in America has a right to have the same opportunity to join that profession. That's the definition of a democracy.
You know, Joe, you clearly, from your heart expresses exactly where we are. And, the thing that you always have said, as long as I've known you, is that, these things don't have to be the way that they are. And we as Americans, we can change this tide that is pushing in that direction. But it must be changed, right, Joel? I mean, for there to be any future in this country, we've got to push back.
And as a matter of fact, we have been changing it. In four straight elections, 2018, 2020, 2022, in three straight elections, we have improved our democracy. And we can do it in 2024 as well. And all we have to do is vote to do it, because we have that right. And anyone who tries to prevent us from doing that and casting that vote, we have to get them out of office, because they do not belong in public office in our American democracy.
Hey, Joe, man, as always, man, great stuff. Man, love talking to you.
I always enjoy our conversations, Earl, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely. Tell the missus I said hello.
You bet.
All right. As always, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Short week. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Time and that is- This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.